Thousands of studies on breast cancer have looked at how a person's race can affect both when they get diagnosed and their chance of survival, but only a small number have explored how these racial disparities are connected to other factors, such as women's living environments. In a new study from the University of Illinois, researchers conducted a review of those studies on breast cancer among African-American women. The findings are published in the journal Hormones and Cancer, and I'm joined now in studio by the lead author of that paper. Brandi Smith is a doctoral student in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition. Brandi, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I am honored to be here. And we just wanted to understand how urban neighborhood factors affected African-American women, because we know that about 25% of African-American women reside in low-income areas, in urban areas. So we know that low-income as well as being African-American are factors that contribute to breast cancer disparities.
So you wanted to specifically understand what the neighborhood environment, their living environment, how that impacted their outcomes.
Yes. So we assume that if you're living in poor neighborhood conditions, that it's going to have a negative effect on your breast cancer outcomes or risk or the stage that you'll get diagnosed at. Because in these areas, most of the time, there's not enough resources.
Can you summarize for me what you learned from reviewing all of the research on this topic?
Sure. So the first factor that we found to be related to late-stage breast cancer diagnosis was spatial access to mammogram facilities. Mammogram facilities are usually in the suburban areas of urban areas, and most of the time, certain women, African-American women or low-income women, usually reside in like the inner city area. So it's harder for them to get to these suburban areas where the mammogram facilities are usually located.
And you found that lack of access to a mammogram facility was correlated with later diagnosis,
stage 3 and 4.
And worse outcomes as well.
Yes. Less survival, more mortality.
Yeah.
The second factor was residential segregation, as well as low socioeconomic status were also associated with late-stage diagnosis.
Is it just that more segregated areas are low-income areas where there's just fewer resources available?
Residential segregation, as we defined it, was an area that had more African-American people. It definitely correlated with low socioeconomic status. So those two things kind of work hand-in-hand, but also independently on breast cancer outcomes.
Were you surprised by what you found?
I think what was most surprising to me was just the fact that there aren't facilities that are in the inner city areas, these places where you would kind of intuitively think that there should be more resources. There were two studies that came out of Illinois. The first one looked at how gentrification, or they defined it as upward neighborhood, as the neighborhood goes from low to high income, how that affects a woman's breast cancer outcomes. And they showed that women who still resided in these areas after it had been gentrified still had worse outcomes. One of the things that they kind of described for that happening was that these women, they still had the same kind of social aspects or thinking. So they still did not go to the doctor. So it also has something to do with the way these women are approaching the healthcare side of it.
Because even when the resources might have been available, they weren't necessarily being tapped into.
Right.
So I guess in terms of next steps, like, what do you hope this knowledge and understanding of this issue, what will happen with it?
I'm hoping that we can continue to do something similar to this in rural areas, because I'm from Mississippi. And so this is also an issue that is seen in rural areas. They have lack of resources. Usually it's harder for them to get to healthcare facilities, especially ones that are adequate enough to help them. We also would hope that the government will kind of like say, oh, wow, this is an issue, because many studies have been done, but it doesn't seem like we're getting anywhere. I'm hoping that things like this that I'm doing get the attention of policymakers so that they'll help, you know, push forward some health reform or policy change so that there can be health equity throughout the different races.